It was his second hospitalization following prostate cancer surgery. And some sad news this hour out of Hawaii, where police in Maui say 101 people have now died following last summer's wildfires in Lahaina. They just confirmed the identity of a 76-year-old man. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high mid-40s. An inch or two of snow tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday, mixed with some clouds, cooler, high low 30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
WIRI Nakusa.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome from Assumption High School, where tonight we've got non-conference action for you here as the girls get set to take the court. It'll be the Assumption Royals taking on the Cardinals of Pacelli. Everybody, my name is Randy Paul, Michael Comer alongside Seth Habiger back at our studios, and I want to wish everybody a happy early Valentine's Day, as that's just hours away, as we will be celebrating on the 14th, which coincides with the beginning of the Lenten season, as our good friend and head coach Ryan Klein will talk a little bit about on the pregame show as well. And Michael, it shapes up to be a good one tonight as we've got two teams coming in with records of 21-1.
Yeah, based on the records, it should be. But Randy, you're also forgetting today is Fat Tuesday.
Well, that's our day.
Yeah. Well, if you're fat like me, every Tuesday's Fat Tuesday. But either way, getting back to the game, this is going to be a good one, like you said, to kick off the Lenten season for the Catholic faith and those who partake. This has a feel of March Madness. You got two teams that have lost, one game between them each. This is going to be exciting. It's not the games the last few years that we've seen between Assumption and Pacelli girls where the Royals just kind of roll away with it. This one's probably going to come down to the wire.
Assumption girls suffering their first loss of the season last night as they ran into Aquinas from La Crosse as they were ranked 7th in Division 3, and we know why. They jumped out to an early lead. It was 5-5 at one point, and then they went on a 24-2 run and led it at the break. 40-13 did the Blue Golds, and Royals were outscored by 6 in the second half and ended up winning it by the final of 66-33 did Aquinas, giving the Royals their first loss. No Royal lady was in double digits last night. Pacelli, on the other hand, they are also in Division 5, and they are 21-1. They're 11-0 in the Central Wisconsin Conference there in the Southern Division there. Last Friday was their last game, and they played at Almond-Bancroft, picked up the W, 61-51. They were actually down by 6 at the break, and then outscored the Eagles 44-28 in the second half. Here's a girl that I talked about a little bit with Coach Klein, and we will be calling her name a lot tonight, the freshman Jaden Zdroik. She had 29 points in that ball game, and on the year, she averages 18.6.
Yeah, she's a solid ball player, but you look up and down that roster, that's a solid group of athletes that have accomplished a lot on the volleyball court, the basketball court here this year, as we've seen, and the softball diamond. Many of them are part of that state Division V championship team from last year that many were thinking that was going to come down to the Royals and the Cardinals and see how that thing shook out, but the Royals didn't make it, but the Cardinals took care of business. So, I mean, these are girls that maybe not in the basketball realm, but still they know what it's like to play in big games, and this is about as big as it gets without being in the tournament. So I think it's going to be, the tried and true Assumption Royals against the, unflappable girls from Pacelli that just know how to win big games.
And a chance to chat with Coach Klein. We'll have you give a listen to that right after we take this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Assumption Basketball, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Back here at Assumption High School, we're now joined by head coach Ryan Klein. And coach, good to see you as we are winding down the season, getting ready for the tournament trail, but a little business ahead of us tonight.
Yeah, we've got a good week of basketball here, and our girls are really getting tested this week, so it's nice to get a couple of tune-ups here going into the playoffs, and I think it's been good for the girls.
Yeah, you look at the competition last night, ranked number 7 in Division 3 with Aquinas. You knew that was going to be a handful going in, especially down a few players.
Yeah, I mean, it was everything we hoped it would be. They came in and gave us a great look, and there were times where we didn't respond well. We were a little careless with the basketball, and credit to them. They're a great program. They got a lot of good, young, athletic girls, and they gave us a good lesson. So hopefully we learned something, and we can apply that tonight.
You look at this Pacelli team, seeing them a little bit on tape, and they run a little 2-3 defense that I've seen for most of the time, and they extended a little bit, and that's what you saw last night too.
We expect to see a little bit of pressure up front, and hopefully if they overextend on us, we can open some things up on the backside. Hopefully we can get some shooters open and knock down some shots. And I think defensively, I think our efforts last night weren't the greatest. And when they did turn up a little bit, we still have capable defenders out there. So hopefully we can turn them over a little bit and go make some plays in the full court.
I always think of your team as being a young team with all those sophomores out there. Pacelli's got a nice young freshman as well by the name of Drake.
She's a nice player. We're going to have to be aware of where she's at on the floor. She's got good length too, so I'm hoping that we can close out to her and even make a difference. She might just shoot the ball over the top of us and not know that we're there. So she's a good player, and we're going to have to pay attention to her.
And then on Thursday, you've got Stratford coming up, and they're always a nice little challenge, especially on the road as well.
Yeah, and they've got some youth, too, that, early on in the year, they're still kind of developing, and I think it was maybe before Christmas we played them the last time. So, they're a different team now, and hopefully we can take care of business tonight and then look forward to wrapping up the regular season.
Yeah, I always say it about the beginning of January, it seems like it's a long row to hoe as you look back and you look forward, but now here we are just a week away from the playoffs.
Yeah, it goes in the blink of an eye and gets you into golf season. It's a good season, so hopefully we got a good run in us.
Well, Coach, happy Valentine's Day to you, and let's see if we can pick up a W tonight.
Happy Lent.
There you go. That's Coach Ryan Klein of the Assumption Royals, as we are just about set for the tip of tonight's contest. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Assumption High School, where they've just completed the invocation and national anthem, and it's of course senior night here tonight with the last home game of the regular season before the playoffs kick off next Tuesday, when of course the Royals will also have a home game as the seedings came out on Sunday, and no surprise as they were ranked number one in the state at the time, and they've got the number one seed, and they will take on the Blackhawks of Port Edwards, and that's always a good thing for the area.
Yeah, it's always good to get the two communities to meet up and on the basketball court or wherever they do end up playing. I know Port has had a very tough season. It's unfortunate that, you know, this is how things are probably going to end for them. But at the same time, it's kind of interesting because I follow Port a bit. And the thing with Port Edwards, they're beat up with injuries right now. They got a short bench to begin with. They're beat up with a bunch of injuries, some key players. Well, Assumption runs with the short bench, and they've got quite a few players out with injuries too. So it'll be interesting to see that game. I think the talent-wise, no disrespect to Port, Assumption still run away with it. But at the same time, you know, that's why you play the game. You don't just look at it stats and the rosters and everything that way too. So, but Randy, getting back to your point, it's great for the communities to kind of get together and celebrate a great sport like basketball together.
Senior night here tonight at Assumption High School, and only a couple of Royals who are seniors. And that, of course, the injured Kendall Dillman as she goes out on her crutch with her parents, and also Lydia Smits, the second senior on this very young Royal roster. And you know what? Pacelli, not much different. They only have two seniors as well, and they announced them and want to give a quick shout out to them. Casey Vaughn, she is a senior for Pacelli, as is Elena Cashin. So they're finished with that. They're doing the starting lineups, and I think we need to do the same. Let's start, first of all, for Allison Smeglick, who is in her first year at Pacelli and doing a great job. As we said, they come in with a record of 21-1 and 11-0 in conference. They will start one of those seniors, Casey Vaughn, a 5'5 senior at guard. The second guard is Katie Ilka, 5'5 junior. And three forwards tonight, Jaden Zdroik, 5'10 freshman. We've talked about her already. Kaylin Yenter, a 5'9 junior. And Ella Van Order, a 5'9 sophomore. And for Ryan Klein's Assumption Royals, who will also come in with a record of 21-1 and 15-0 on the season, they will start at one guard, Claire Nelson. The second guard is Jordan J. Glinski. Third guard, Addie Vollert. Forwards tonight, Anna Schooley and Lydia Smits. Anna Schooley, 6 foot junior. Lydia, 5'7 senior. So we are just about set for the start of tonight's contest. Glad you're along as we bring you Assumption Royal basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI. Pacelli in their red road uniforms. They'll be coming towards Michael and I in the first half of play here as the Royals in their home whites heading away from us and away from the stage. Ball's in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Assumption Royals. Jake Linsky gets it to Schooley, loses the handle momentarily, but regathers, and we are underway. A couple of teams got combined with a record of 42-2. That's pretty impressive, Michael.
It is, and it's just a regular season game, and they won't see each other in the playoffs until possibly a state.
They got a blocking foul that they called on
Pacelli, yeah.
Thought the shot was going to count, but they waved it off. So
they said it was before the shot or something. It was a nice left-handed scoop there by Schooley, but not to be counted.
And Jay Glinski will take it from the right edge, put up the three-pointer, won't go, and running down the rebound on the left side is Schooley, and as she tries to pass it to the baseline, it's knocked out of bounds by Zdroik, so we will keep it on the far end of the gymnasium.
That was close because that back foot got drugged a little bit there by Schooley.
Now Jay Glinski throws it into the back court, and teammate went the other way, and it's a turnover on the Royals, and Zdroik quickly answers and responds with a three-bomb from the right wing, and just like that, the Cardinals take the lead on the turnover. Claire Nelson with the ball to Schooley on the right elbow. Goes left side. Bollard for three. That comes up short. Good box out by Pacelli. They had three girls in great position. Here's the run out to Vaughn with the left hand off the glass and good. Casey Vaughn gets her first two, and Pacelli couldn't ask for a much better start up 5-0 as we've played exactly 1 minute now here in our ball game. Three ball on the way by Jay Glinski. That one's wide right. So one left, one right. Next one should be right in the middle.
Yeah, law of averages, yes.
Zdroik with the dribble on the rebound in the backcourt, being hounded there by Ballard. She takes it across the timeline, gets trapped at the 10-second line. They get it down low, put up a tough runner. That's going to go in. Nice ball handling by Yenter. She had a double clutch that time and got it partially blocked and was still able to get it off the glass and to go. And it should be 7-0 now. It says 6-0 unless they took that three ball away and made it a 2.
Yeah, they made it a 2, Randy.
All righty. So it's 6-0, Royals. Claire Nelson on top to Schooley. Takes it, drives it down the lane, off the glass, and good.
There you go.
Good start for Anna. She knocks that one home. Royals coming with full court pressure. Claire Nelson, Addie Vollert, Jordan J. Glinski in the front court. Double team. Here's the pass that goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch, they'll say, by the Pacelli Cardinals as Yenter got a finger on it. Turnover is one apiece now as we have played 2 minutes. And a fast start to our ball game. Up and down we go. Be interesting to see. The Royals, of course, a little short on the bench with all the injuries that they've incurred the season so far. So after that tough game last night, we'll see how the legs hold up in the second half. And here's another steal. Overlay at that time for Vaughn, but she gets her own rebound, except she was standing out of bounds. And we'll call it turnover number 2.
I shouldn't say that this isn't a game that matters, because it does matter. Because if both these teams do make it to the Final Four at the Resch, where we're hoping to be in a couple weeks, this would be one where Pacelli would say, hey, we beat them head-to-head. We should be the team that is seeded higher than them with a more favorable matchup. But assumptions say, yeah, well, it's a game that didn't matter, and we weren't playing half of our players. So what do you want us to do? But so I shouldn't say this game doesn't matter, because you know Assumption wants to win this, and you know Pacelli wants it too.
As Schooley puts up a shot just inside the arc, Vaughn gets her on the arm, and that's going to be the first on Casey. And it's going to send Anna to the free throw line to build on her 2 points. If she can knock them in.
Now, Vaughn, is that any relation to Rick Vaughn by chance?
I don't think so.
The Wild Thing from Major Leagues?
Probably not.
Okay, I was just you. I got to ask these important questions.
I thought you were going to say maybe Greg Vaughn, former Brewer.
Yeah, no. It's still basketball season. We don't need to worry about them yet.
Both free throws come clanking off for Schooley, and the Cardinals have the rebound, and they're going to race it into the forecourt. Tough pounce underneath that will not go for Yenter, and the rebound into the hands of Vollard. Left-hand side, Schooley thought about the three, but faked it. He even faked out the ref. He had the hand kind of up and down.
I mean, I was already moving my head with the trajectory that I was planning on, so.
Smith's hard drive to the basket overlays it, and the rebound to the Cardinals. They're now under 15 minutes to go in half number one. Still 6-2 in favor of Pacelli. Gonna get it over to Vaughn. Vaughn will bounce it once or twice before handing it off to Van Order. Van Order leaving it for Yenter. There's a little run around, and they're going to have a traveling violation as it was caught by Ilka. And she shuffled the feet a bit. Turnover number 3 as Ari Cavanaugh will check in for Lydia Smits. Ari, 5'8 sophomore, as I always like to say, former student of mine.
Yeah, now here's my question. Ella Van Order, she's sophomore, so that means she's learning to drive. If she tries to get a vehicle, would she maybe put in a Van Order, maybe?
Whew. Here's by Schooley for 3. No.
I like how you just move on. Ignore it.
You got a smile out of me. And the rebound to the Cardinals. Into the forecourt to Vaughn. There's a backdoor cut. Put it up off the glass. No for Ilka. Gets her own rebound. Up and in. two for Vaughn, two for Ilka, two for Zroik, two for Yenter. They're passing around the basket hoop.
Deuce is wild.
Mm-hmm. Schooley down the lane, right side. Over into the hands of Nelson. Back to Vollert. Oh, nice pass underneath.
Beautiful. Ooh, couldn't get a fall.
Missed the bucket. There's a lid on it last night, too. They had several looks like that. Here comes Vaughn the other way. That's a tough left-hand lay-in. She got it to go. And it's 10-2 Pacelli. Into the forecourt go the Royals. Vollert has it triple-teamed as they run that zone. Knocked out of bounds. They'll say last touch by assumption. Turnover number two on the Royals. And Lydia Smits will come into the ball game, and she'll replace Clara Nelson with 13:28 to go in the very first half of action. 10-2 Pacelli.
Impressive.
You know, I saw them a little bit on video, and I'm more impressed with them right now in real life than I was on those two videos.
Right, and I saw them a bit at the Century Classic, and I was like, okay, they're all right. You know, they're not bad, but I'm with you. They're impressive me so far.
They're really moving well, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Cutting back doors, and now they just put a little left-hand hook shot up that came up short and goes out of bounds. It'll be Assumption's basketball. Vollert's going to fire a three quickly.
Boom.
The other way and hit it. Addie Vollert, her first points of the ball game. Now the lead is 10-5 in favor of the Cardinals. Breaking the pressure. Here comes Van Norder. Put it up with the left hand. She overlays it. Last touch, they'll say, by Jay Glinski. It'll stay right below Michael.
Now, Randy, you say cut in the back door. Wouldn't it just be easier to open it?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Van Order can drive through it.
Yep, that's right.
There you go. Ooh, there's a foul going to be called on Schooley. As Miss Yenter went up with the shot. She'll shoot a pair. Anna kind of got her on the way up to the hoop. First foul on Anna, first on the Royals.
And for those that don't like my admittedly horrible jokes, they can write complaints to the office. But just putting the memo about my girlfriend not liking Ring of Fire.
And you can address all complaints to Seth Abiger.
That's
back
right.
At our right, Seth? You'll love that. Second free throw does not go. Rebound, volleyballed around, and grabbed out of there by Ari Cavanaugh. Royals quickly up ahead, right side Schooley. She backs off the break as she gets double-teamed, skips it over the top. Tough catch by Cavanaugh. Goes into the free throw line to Smith. She'll run it down the lane, goes right side. Schooley for three, short. And the rebound secured by the Cardinals. Here comes Droik into the front court. Haven't said her name a whole lot thus far.
No.
She does have 2 points. Cavanaugh on her defensively as she picked up the dribble. Almost a steal by Vollert. Spin it, Vaughn down the paint. She's got some quicks to her,
hasn't
she?
She's got some good speed.
Van Order with the shot. Puts it up with the left hand. Late whistle, and they're going to give her 2 shots. That might be on Anna.
Yes.
2 fouls on the Royals. Both are on Anna Schooley. And we still have 12:15 to go here in half number one.
Yeah, looking to bring Claire Nelson in.
Anna Van Order, 2 free throws. First on the way, good. So Claire does replace Anna. Also, for the first time, we are seeing in the ballgame Madeline Pionik, a 5'6 freshman. Impressed with her a little bit this year, too. On the year, she's averaging 9.3 points per ballgame as the second free throw goes for Van Order. Yenter, that was, right?
That was Van Order.
It was Van Order, sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. Claire Nelson, just on the top of the wheel. Jay Glinski,
oof,
a little long and left. Rebound taken away by Vollert. She's quadruple team on the baseline. Finally is able to get it to Smits, who gets double teamed. Boy, their defense is quick, and they pull it away. And turnover number three on the Royals, and they now try to knock it away. And they're going to say, yeah, they do. Is it, they'll say, last touched and tipped by Ilka. So turnover on the Cardinals. 13-5, 11:50 to go, half one. Pacelli impressively out on top. Smits has it beyond the arc. Oof. Try to lob it down inside to Vollert. It's poked away, picked up by Zdroik. And she'll dribble it into the forecourt, get it underneath the basket. Ilka up off the glass, no. Rebound by the Cardinals as Piana can't get it to go. Up ahead, off the glass, lay it up, got it for Jay Glinski. Her first two of the night. 13-7. Royals with the pressure in the backcourt. Droit out ahead on. Fast break to Van Order. Catch it, finish it. Ella now with 4 points. 15-7 Cardinals. Kavanaugh has it. About 10 feet across the 10-second stripe on the left side. We'll go to Claire Nelson, right elbow. Back over to Vollert. Running with the left hand, comes up short. Kind of tries to save her own rebound, and then we're going to have a foul in the backcourt. It's going to go against the Royals, and that'll be against Lydia Smits. And for Lydia, it'll be her first, team's third. And back into the ball game comes Anna Schooley with those two fouls, replacing Lydia.
Short bench getting a little shorter there with that foul issue.
Again, going 2-2-1, full court pressure are the Royals. And Droit's going to try to dribble through it, which is a tough thing to do.
Almost
a takeaway that time by Kavanaugh. Saved by Vaughn to Droit. Ilka underneath, good look that time to Pionik, and she finishes it. Freshman gets her first two. 17-7, Pacelli. Here come the Royals into the front court. Kavanaugh, ball above her head as she stops the dribble. Schooley, skip it over to Jay Glinski. Back around to Vollert. Inside to Schooley. Triple team goes out to Jay Glinski for three.
Oh.
Got it. They needed that one. And Jay Glinski knocks it down, and coach wants a quick full timeout, he said. He changed from a 30 to a full. We'll take a full with him, Seth. We're back with more from Assumption right after this.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Minutes and 16 seconds remain in half number one, 17-10. In favor of the Cardinals of Pacelli, as they will inbound it on the far end of the gymnasium coming towards Michael and I in half number one. They break the timeline. Pionik with the breakage. And they'll set this offense up. Right side, Vaughn with it. Pionik loses as she dribbled it out of bounds. The ball just took a high hop on her and she couldn't control it.
Well, that was a pop out of bounds and a carry at the same time. That would have been a carry if it would have stayed in bounds personally.
It's a two for Tuesday.
Two for Taco Tuesday, right? And it's Fat Tuesday, so you get that.
Ooh, we'll have to stop afterwards.
Yeah. Really Fat Tuesday in this case.
Royals into the front court. Oh, there's a cross-court pass that gets poked away.
Yep.
And last touch by Jay Glinski as Pionik got a hand on it.
Tough break.
Turnovers even at five apiece, unofficially. Wrestling results tonight from Lincoln High School?
Yes, the first duel of the team sectional is in the books for the Red Raiders, and they pounded, just absolutely pounded, Middleton 64-18. And now they will be taking on Holman for the right to go to team state. And if Rapids wins that, it'll be the first time since the 14-15 season that they were able to advance to it.
Cardinals get it down low. Pionik put it up, gets a little shove in the back from Claire Nelson, and they blow the whistle, and they'll send her to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First on Claire, fourth on the team. And Miss Pionik has a basket behind her name, and she's got a chance to add to it right here. First free throw is on the way and good. Yes, thus far, they are 4-for-5 from the charity stripe for 80%. Second free throw in the air, and this one is good as well. And it's 19-10, Cardinals. Royals down two starters and one of the first subs off the bench due to injury this year. Makes it tough when he started with eight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough to overcome.
I know they're not making excuses, but realistically it is very difficult to overcome.
Right.
Schooley puts up the jumper off the backboard. It falls off the rim again. That happened a lot last night. They just got in that 24-2 run by Aquinas, and nothing would go for them. And right now they've had similar fate happening to them. Pionik on the right elbow. She'll skip it over to Vaughn. Back over to Zdroik. And they have it back on top of the wheel. Get it to the elbow. Jumper from there. That rolls off the rim. And rebound secured by Vollert for Assumption. Up ahead on the run out. Kavanaugh off the glass. She overlays it. And again, a couple of good looks for the Royals in the last two trips. Just will not fall. And now the pass. Vaughn just, as soon as she threw it, she went, what am I doing? She just sailed it over the head of the intended receiver. Turnover number six.
And then a quick update here. Hockey-wise, regional semifinal tonight, Wisconsin Rapids against Marshfield. It is just at the end of the first period, and Wisconsin Rapids is up 3-0.
Nice start for Coach McDonald and his troops. Always a pleasure to go over there and watch a little hockey, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely love it.
And here's a steal turnover by the Royals. Zdroik takes it and tries to hook up with Milena Cashin, the 5'6 junior, and it goes off of her fingertips out of bounds.
But she connected with Kendall Dillman.
Yeah, she was open too.
Yep.
Also into the ball game is Kaylin Yenter as she comes back in and replaces Pionik. As we approach the 8-minute mark of the first half of play, 19-10 Pacelli. 13 points last night at halftime for Assumption. Just having a little difficulty scoring, and now Schooley gets it to go as she kissed it from the left side off the glass. She has 5 points, 19-12. Into the front court. Yenter almost took a little extra step. She's going to go right down the lane, put it up and in. Almost unabated to the glass that time, and Caitlin has 5 points. Schooley down low once again, and she's going to get fouled, and she'll let her shoot two. As foul, I think, is going to go against Suzuki. Sneaked into the ball game on us. The 5'11 freshman picks up her first personal. Only three on the team.
Yeah, they're playing clean game.
Yeah, Schooley 0-for-2 from the free throw line. 1-for-3. Or maybe not. It might have hit the guy wire. Yep, they wiped it out. It took a high bounce off the back of the rim and caught the guy wire, which is still vibrating, so we know that's true. Lydia Smith's back into the ball game. So wipe out that free throw. Keep it 0-for-3. For Anna. Next toss on the way. That one splashes. No funny bounce that time. 21-13. Royals trail it by 8. 7:20 to go. Ooh, tough pass up ahead. Now get it down low. Put it up. Just good strong body work by Suzuki, the freshman, 5'11. How's that for a future coming up? Right?
You got that right.
That's a young team as well. They only have a couple seniors just like the Royals. And Schooley's spinning down the lane, and she got a little bit out of control, and she got called for the walk. Turnover number 7 on the Royals. As we have 7-11 to go. We had a lot of 7-11s in Arizona.
That's true.
Here's that pass into the middle of the lane. Claire Nelson with the takeaway. Turnover number 7 now on the Cardinals. Schooley all the way to the rack with the left hand.
Beautiful.
Hey, it's stuck. Finally, one didn't fall off. 23-15. Royals trail it. Up ahead. Fall away. Call her for a walk. Yep. Yep. Suzuki just, the feet just.
It was close.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was close, but good call.
See if the Royals can get this lead to 6. Right now they have possession with 6:46 to go, trailing it by 8. Nelson going to let a 3-ball fly. And bank it home. Well, did better than I thought. They cut it to 5.
Had a girl, Clarence.
Into the front court. Ball in the hands of Cashin. Reverse it back on top. Yenter with it. Hands it off to Cashin. Ballard on her. Used moving the body, not reaching with the hands. And we're going to get a timeout called by Pacelli. They want just a 30-second timeout. Let's do the same, Seth. Back with more from Assumption right after this.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Oh, when you play for a good bumper, sometimes you just want to let it run, don't you?
Absolutely. I once got in trouble doing that. Seth texted me back. He's like, are you going to start? I'm like, the music's too good. Who wants to listen to me speak when we have this good music?
And that's the final.
Yep.
6:15 to go. Cardinals basketball as they get it to Yenter. She'll reverse the layup. Won't go. Rebound Suzuki. She gets hit from behind. And Claire Nelson is going to be whistled for the foul.
I think it was Anna.
I hope they call it on Claire instead.
Yeah.
Nope, they're going to call it on Anna. It's going to be number three.
And that's kind of a tough break because she actually got pushed in the back into her. It should have been a foul against one of the Pacelli players that pushed her, whether it was advertent or inadvertent or not. That's a tough break.
So Suzuki goes to the free throw line where she puts up the first free throw and falls off to the right. And Anna going to have to take a seat with 6:11 to go in the first half and be replaced by Ari Cavanaugh. So now you're basically down three starters and one of your first people off the bench. Second free throw for Suzuki is on the way. That one, twine time. Touches nothing but the bottom of the net. 6 minutes and counting. Royals trail it by six. Cavanaugh with the basketball, takes it to the free throw line, stops at the right elbow, kicks back out. Jake Linsky for three.
Oh.
Wedges it in almost. Rebound on the inside, put it up and in for Lydia Smits. Her first two for the senior on senior night, and the Royals have trimmed the lead to four. Pressure in the backcourt. Vaughn makes a tough catch as she goes high to grab that ball on the pass from Yenter. She'll go back over to Yenter. She's on the right wing, lob it underneath. Good position for Suzuki, and she overlays it, gets her own rebound, puts it up and back in. Haley Suzuki, the 5'11 freshman, now with 5 points. Lead back at six for Pacelli, 5 1/4 to go. Smits gets triple teamed. Ball poked away from behind by Vaughn. She takes the dribble and keeps it alive in the backcourt. No help there. Throws it up ahead into the hands of Cashin, and we're going to get a traveling call on Madeline. Turnover number 9 on the Cardinals.
Yeah, I thought I saw a flight ticket in her hand and some luggage. That was a little bit of traveling on that.
So she will be replaced by Ella Van Order with 5:14 remaining here in this first half of play. And the Royals' chance to trim this lead. I probably should say to four. That way if they hit a three, it'll be three, right?
Right.
Claire Nelson gets double-teamed. Ball comes free, and it's picked up by the Cardinals. Turnover number 9 on Assumption. As Drake tries to pass it, the ball gets poked right back to her. She catches it and puts it off the glass and in. It's her second basket of the ball game. And now poke away from behind, and Suzuki gets called with the overback shove. Be her second friend, the freshman.
Hey, look who's ready to go back in.
So they're going to bring Anna Schooley back in with those three personal fouls.
That's gutsy. But, I mean, you have such a short bench. And what do you expect to do?
And the other thing is you can't let it get away from you too.
No.
With almost 5 minutes still to go in the first half, it's a tough decision.
Right, absolutely is. I mean, I feel bad for the girls and the crew in blue and white, but you got to play with the hand you're dealt, and they're doing the best they can. And, I mean, they're only down eight. They were down, what, four just a moment ago. Still in this game.
Ilka comes back in, replaces Vaughn for the Cardinals. Smits catches the inbounds from Cavanaugh. Over to Schooley, who's just back in the game. Turnaround jumper doesn't go. Rebound for the Cardinals to Zdroik. Done a nice job on her defensively, keeping her to 4 points thus far. Van Order with that left-hand dribble, now goes back to the right, screams it across the lane. Little runner, put it up, put it down. And Yenter gets her third basket of the ball game to go with a free throw. She has 7, and the lead back up to 10. Jake Linsky just goes up and pops a three, goes halfway down, comes halfway out. And the rebound secured by the Cardinals, and they're going to come out on the fly. Kind of a good idea. Here's the runner. Put it up for Yenter. No. Rebound to Schooley, and the Royals going to go out the other way.
I like what you did there, Cardinals on the fly.
Kavanaugh tries to get it up ahead to Schooley, overthrows, and then the Cardinals almost return the favor, but Hunter just able to throw it off of one of the Royals, and it'll remain Cardinal basketball. And Cardinals, I think this is kind of a good strategy for Pacelli, the fact that they're going to run it up and down the court, knowing they had just played last night, knowing they're a little bit shorthanded, try to wear them out a little bit here.
Yeah, I think that's a great method of play tonight. I mean, like you said, just the legs are tired, really tire them out.
Van Order just backs her way down and knows that Schooley can't really do a whole lot about it, and she puts it up off the glass with the right hand from the right side and finishes it. And it's the biggest lead of the ball game at 12.
Yeah, that whole little stance there. You saw Schooley, no contact, just backing up. There wasn't a contact at all.
Jake Linsky from the left wing let a three ball fly, doesn't fall again, and a rebound into the hands of the Cardinals. Polk checked away. Now we're going to get a ball loose on the floor. I thought we almost were going to get a tie-up, but Pacelli able to come away with it. And Schooley gets a hand on it. Says Luski, and now we're going to get a reach in. That'll go against Jake Linsky. And for Jordan, it'll be her first, and that'll be the sixth on the team. So for the final 3 minutes or so, Cardinals will be in the 1-1 after this inbounds. Coming down the lane hard is Zdroik. She can't hang on to it. Vollert gets the takeaway, and then she saves it into the hands of Van Order and then runs into her, and contact may have come out. But she does have it in her hand.
Yeah, I've had enough eye things today. I took my grandmother in to get a cataract done today and seen the contact pop out. I'm like, I'm done with eyes today.
She puts it back in on her own, never leaves the court. And two free throws for Van Order. First one, nope. They were going to take Addie out. She says, nah, I got it back in. She's kind of blinking it through. I'm good. No, I'm not. They're going to put Lydia Smith in if she makes the second free throw, but she does not. And the rebound comes to Schooley. And they're going to call time so that they can make the substitute. I like that. Nice job by the officials. Make sure she gets out with that contact issue.
Now, the downside to that is there probably would have been a foul call on over the back. That would have been another foul against the Cardinals and assured the Royals the ball.
Royals with the ball, and now that pass goes to the middle of the lane, and the intended receiver cut right instead of left, and now into the front court, and we're going to get a jump ball or a travel. Yep, a call by the official as Van Order turned right into Kavanaugh, who ripped the ball away from her. They called it for the walk, and it'll be turnover number 10 now on Pacelli, 11 for the Royals, so those are pretty even, but the scoreboard, dozen-point lead for the Cardinals. And now Kavanaugh, a little bit of an underpass, turnover number 12. And Zdroik with it across the 10-second stripe, 2:40 to go in the first half. Suzuki, left side, Ilka, bounce it three times on the right side, ball poked away by Kavanaugh. Ari's going to take it all the way to the basket and have it blocked. Good defense, a way to hustle back that time for Pacelli was the enter. Now Van Order loses the dribble, picked up by Schooley. Anna's going to take to the right side. Got to be careful she doesn't get an offensive foul here. And then as she lost the handle on it and tried to save it, Suzuki there for the INT. Turnover number 13 on the Royals. Jake Linsky is able to force a turnover the other way. So a little sloppy here in the final 2 minutes of basketball.
For two teams that are combined 42-2, pretty sloppy. Pretty sloppy for that.
And part of it might be legs for the Royals from last night and just the pace of play getting a little bit out of control here for the Cardinals. Royals in the front court. Get it out to Claire Nelson. Goes left side to Kavanaugh. Inside to Nelson. Back outside. And we're going to have a foul called on the Cardinals. A little bang in the head. I think they're going to call that on Zdroik.
Yeah, if that's 2 minutes in hockey for head contact. That was the same motion. So 2 minutes, Royals on the power play.
32-22, 1:55 to go. Team foul number 5, so no free throws for Assumption. Right there, Zdroik reaches over the top a little bit, but we play on. Claire Nelson, back over to Vollert. Right side, Jake Linsky. When they lob that thing to an elbow, that gets triple-teamed in a hurry as they play this 2-3 zone. Vollert
Take it to the basket. Oof. Has it blocked by Yenter. Gets her own rebound. Put it up. No. Gets it a rebound again. Put it up again with the left
there
hand.
There you go.
Got it. Well, that's just persistence by Addie Vollert. She now has 7 points, and the lead is down to 10. We're down to a minute and 20 to go in the first half. Yenter ball above her head. Hits a cutting Vaughn. She was going to go baseline to Zazuski. Royals cut that off nicely. Instead, they go back out to Yenter. Long three ball doesn't go down, but Van Order runs down the long rebound in the corner. And then Kavanaugh pokes it free. Jay Glinski picks it up. Jordan's going to take it, lob it over to Kavanaugh. Back around to Smith. She'll stop and pop from 15. No. And the rebound, they'll say on the floor. We're going to get a foul on the Cardinals.
I think that'll be on Stroik. And it is.
Number two on the freshman. 55.3 to go as Drake takes a seat with those two fouls. Gets replaced by Katie Ilka. Kavanaugh with the inbound. A little box out of bounds play. The Royals will run. Nice look inside to Vollert with the left hand. It doesn't go. It hit the front of the rim, the back side of the rim, the left side of the rim, the right side of the rim, the inside of the rim. It came to the
break.
Lot of rims. Man. Van Order. Right side to Yenter. Do they play for one shot with 40 seconds to go? Let's find out. Oh, that's a lot. That's okay in college and the pros, not in high school basketball.
No.
She caught it and took that extra step or two. They never call that in college, but they'll get you every time in high school.
Yeah, she had 1 foot on the train, 1 foot on the ledge on that one, on that travel.
Royals with the basketball. 33 ticks to go. Ball on the right wing in the hands of Kavanaugh. Lob it down inside to Nelson, back over to Smith. She goes into a triple team traffic and has it blocked out of bounds by Yenter.
I applaud her for being able to step through that, though. She did a great job breaking that triple team. A lot of times that's just bobbled and it's gone the other way. She got through it.
Yenter with those long arms. She's had her hands on a lot of shots tonight. There's that good look inside again to Vollert. Kick it back out. Jay Glinski for three. Hit one.
Boom!
You just knew that baby was going. She was just due. 32-25, and we're going to get a foul reach in, I think, on Jay Glinski. And it should be a 1-1. Yep.
Sure tis.
Number two on Jordan. We'll take the walk over here, and Casey Vaughn has not shot a free throw thus far, so she'll shoot the 1-1 here as it's team foul number 8 with 14.5 to go. Pacelli leading at 32-25. Free throw in the air, and this one is good.
Yep.
Like I said earlier, a good free throw shooting team. Only 7 made thus far tonight.
And they've had a lot of chances.
11, I believe, with this one. And it's good. 8 for 11. That sound about right? Nope.
They got four
misses.
I had 12 by my count.
Yep. 7 seconds to go, 34-25 Royals. Vollert passed up the three ball. Probably should have taken it. Tough shot by Jay Glinski.
She gets it.
Foul. Is that going to be 3 free throws?
Yes, it is. I think it is.
Foul is going to go against
Ilka.
Katie, her first.
Yeah.
Yep, they're going to give her 3 free throws. So let's see what Jordan can do here.
I'm down with that. She threw it up there. Got to take the chance. Half a second left.
This is the first. 34-25, half a tick to go. Second free throw on the way. That one's good.
And here you are, Randy, when it's warm out, so to speak, and now you're talking about ticks. Come on, man.
You know, it's supposed to snow tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. It happens. It is February.
Winter stuff. Jordan, one more free throw up and coming here with half a second to go. This one bounces off the rim. No, the rebound buzzer sounds, and we have come to the end of the first half of play where the scoreboard reads Cardinals of Pacelli 34, the Assumption Royals 26. We'll send it back to Seth Habiger at our studios as he works his magic, and Michael and I work on some numbers. Back with more a little bit later. You're listening to Assumption Royal Basketball. FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings.
Hometown community pride.
Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank by themself. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now so
tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
It's halftime here from Assumption High School, where the Cardinals of Pacelli lead it 34-26. Randy Paul, Michael Comer, Seth Habiger back at our studios engineering our broadcast. JV action tonight. Pacelli victorious 48-38. And the Royals now in the varsity contest find themselves trailing it by 8. And the last time you and I did a game, Michael, right here against the Blue Jays of Athens, the Royals rallied to win that game, and they'll have to do the same here tonight.
Right, and that's why, sure, being honest with you, Randy, being honest with our listeners, yeah, I don't necessarily like seeing the score discrepancy there at, 8 points, but then I think back just, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was. I don't remember time anymore, but either way, they came back and they won. They held on for it, and that's a very good Athens team, and this is a very good Pacelli team, so who's to say that the Royals can't do it again? But you don't want to have to keep doing it. That's the thing.
Let's take a look at some of the team and individual statistics. First of all, for Allison Smeglick's Pacelli Cardinals, been led in scoring by Caitlin Yenter with 7 points, a couple of girls with 6 points each, Ella Van Order and Casey Vaughn. 5 points for Haley Suzuki off the bench, 4 apiece for Jaden Zdroik and Madeline Pionic, and a single basket for Katie Ilka. 8 for 12 from the charity stripe, 67%, turning it over 16 times. The Assumption Royals, they do not have anyone in double digits either. However, they're a little bit closer than the Cardinals are. It's 9 points for Jordan Jaglinski, a couple of three bombs, a basket, and a free throw behind her name. 7 for Addie Vollert, but after that, it's 5 for Anna Schooley. And the big story with Anna is that she has 3 personal fouls and only 2 more to go, and then 3 with Claire Nelson and 2 for Lydia Smits. The other part of the story here is that the Royals 2 for 7 from the charity stripe. So they've 6 points behind in the free throw column and 8 points behind on the scoreboard, and they've turned it over 13 times. Now, the seeding meeting, we talked a little bit about that taking place this past Sunday. And in the regionals on Tuesday, the Assumption Royals will be hosting the 16th seed Blackhawks of Port Edwards. And the winner of that contest, which you kind of assume will be the Royals, but you should never assume anything. But if it is the Royals, they'll be hosting either number 8 Fall River or number 9 Central Wisconsin Christian. That would be on Friday. Both those teams with a record about 500. And for the Pacelli Cardinals, this Thursday they will be playing host to Wild Rose. They should have no trouble there taking on the Wildcats.
In theory, again.
And then they took care of the Cardinals the Wildcats the first time around, 74-49.
Yeah.
So you would think if they won that large on the road, seeing what we are seeing here tonight, you would think they would come out victorious.
Yeah.
Then in the regionals, they got a bye next Tuesday.
Yes, they do.
They also are number 1 seed. And then Friday, they'll play either the 8 or 9 seed. The 8 seed is Three Lakes Phelps, and the number 9 seed is Rib Lake. So
Pacelli, I believe that bye comes due to the dropping of the sport about halfway through Tigerton. They dropped the sport. Not enough numbers. I think they had some illness and some injuries come up. So, unfortunately, they had to cancel the season. So, that's where that bye comes through.
So, that's starts next week Tuesday. As we always like to say, the rush to the rush. First team to 7 wins. And we'll see how healthy the Royals can get if they can get back a couple of players. Always got the fingers crossed that maybe Sarah Shaw and Riley Stablaski can heal up a little bit and get a little PT there, but one never knows with injuries, and we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. In the meantime, we're just about set for the start of half number 2. The Royals will be coming towards Michael and I in this second half. The Cardinals, who will receive the second half ball, possession arrow pointing their way, will be going away from us here as we hear the second horn sound, and we are set for the last half of action in the second-to-last regular season basketball game. As the inbounds comes to Yenter, and we are underway. Zdroik, again, did a nice job on her, holding her to 4 points in that first half. She averages on the year, 18.6 points, and immediately the Royals force a turnover. And they do the same thing and return the favors picked up by Yenter. And they'll reload that offense. They'll skip across the top. That's Vaughn with it. She goes right back over and picked off by Addie Vollert. Addie's going to come all the way to the basket, dip it underneath, put it up, no, and the rebound is secured by the Cardinals. Vaughn has it. She dribbles into a double team, spins out of it, goes to Zdroik, puts the ball above her head, right side Van Order to the basket. Took about three steps, but got it done and put it in. Thought she took a little extra hop in there.
I thought so, too.
But the other three men with the whistles did not agree with us, so we play on, and it's 36-26. Now Kavanaugh with the pass is intercepted by Zdroik, and then Kavanaugh reaches in and picks up her first personal. And first foul here of half number two. Three turnovers already here in half number two.